Nolte, Gorka guts Politico over MS-13 defense, Politico responds with lies. By John Nolte on May 16, 2025. Dr. Sebastian Gorka humiliated far-left Politico in public this week, and the only response the fake news outlet had was to blatantly lie. Gorka, a deputy assistant to the president and senior director for counterterrorism at the National Security Council in the White House, appeared at some Politico forum this week when one of Politico's helium-voiced harpies suggested that the White House has no way to know if deportees are members of a gang designated a terrorist organization. Specifically, the media's latest crush, the alleged woman-beating, human trafficking, MS-13 Maryland father of their dreams, Kalmar Abreco Garcia. After the dim-witted harpy asked if it is okay to skirt due process, Gorka accurately pointed out that this has never happened. The White House has never skirted due process. This is another fake news canard, he says, and then patiently points out that once the Secretary of State designates your gang a foreign terrorist organization, every single stinking member is a terrorist by U.S. law. Which means, automatic adios to the USA and hello to your home country. Then he tore into Politico for pushing the Maryland father hoax about a designated and now deported alleged terrorist. Then, in reference to MS-13, he patiently explains, it's like a member of Al-Qaeda. Then the harpy says, how do you know if they're members of these gangs? And then Gorka goes to town until the harpy is forced to try and make it stop by sputtering a desperate lie. Enjoy yourself, and then I will point out the lie. We have covered. Politico's walking cartoon character says of the stories of victims of illegal alien crime mentioned by Gorka, Rachel Morin and Jocelyn Nungare. Ahem. Here are the Politico search results for Rachel Morin. As you can see, there are no headlines about her or the crimes committed against her. There are only a few stories where Morin is mentioned to attack Trump for things like his campaign taking a dark turn. Here are the Politico search results for Jocelyn Nungare. No comment necessary. Oh, but look at Politico's coverage of their precious Maryland father. The aggressive and very welcome approach the Trump administration is taking towards the corporate media is the exact right approach. Over the last 100-plus days, over and over we have seen Trump officials refuse to roll over to accept a false premise or an outrageous case of bias. In this case, a very prepared Gorka so shamed the helium harpy with facts and objective morality, she was forced to flat-out lie. And that's how it's done. She had no way to defend Politico's love for Kalmar Abreco Garcia. No way to defend Politico ignoring the obscene crimes committed by illegals. And no way to defend Politico deliberately playing stupid about who Garcia truly is. Gorka so flustered her, all she could do to make it stop was to further undermine her credibility by blatantly lying in a public forum and on video. That's how cross-examinations are supposed to work. And in this case, Gorka Perry Mason had the guilty into the closest the shameless ever come to a confession, a desperate and pathetic lie. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.